Today, Shiz Masechta, Shkolim Daf Yud Aleph. We will begin on Daf Yud Gimel Amabeis. The bottom line, we learned in our Mishnah, Nechunya Chayfa Sichin. Nechunya in the Beis HaMikdash was the Chayfa Sichin. Explains to Gemara, what does that mean? Shai Chayfa Sichin Amaris. He would be the one that dug the different pits. Rav Yoda, and he knew, Haidain Chayf Mikarmayim, which type of stone produces cold water, Vaidan Kef Isba Sharuve, which one produces warm water, Vadhechan Shurava Simucha. And not only that he was able to determine which one produces hot water or cold water, he was able to tell us how hot or cold that water would be. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbeleza. Even though we're learning how Nechunya was involved so heavily in water, Meis Benobitsama, his son passed away from thirst. Amar Rav Chanina, and based on this, says Rav Chanina, Mad Amar Rechmona Vatran. Whoever says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mevater and he's just Moichel and Averis, Vatran B'nei Ma'ayim, his stomach will not survive. El Amarach Ruche, even if a person, Rechmona Tzlan, does Averis, and Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him a chance to do better, Gavi Didei, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will demand his, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow a person to get away with not doing what he's supposed to be. We're not supposed to assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mevatran. The Shas Tshuvas Meisha Dvoro explains that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is that there's a nature in the world. The sun goes up, the sun goes down, night, day, etc. Just like he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that way, that there's a nature, a natural order built into the world, so too that HaKadosh Baruch Hu create that when a person does mitzvah, he gets schar, and Rechman Tzlom, when he does an aveira, he gets punished. Just like if somebody ate something that made him sick, as much as the doctor would like him to be well, the doctor can't prevent that he won't get sick if he did something which harms his health. So too, as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so interested in the benefit of Klal Yisrael and the welfare of Klal Yisrael, is so interested that we should not be punished, if somebody does an Aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that there has to be a cheshbon, there has to be a din, a schar v'onish for what we did. And that's why the Sefer Taklan Chadatan compares the Gemara to, the Gemara compares Man Dom Rachmona Vatran Yuvarta B'nei Ma'oyi. What does the intestines have to do with mitzvahs and averis? He says, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the body, that they're, the way the stomach works with the intestines, with the digestive system, etc. And that's the way it works. So too does the world work in a person does mitzvahs and averis. There is a system to the world. So ask the Mesil Shisharim, if that's the case, so when we know that we always say that there's a Midas HaRachmim in the world, where's the Midas HaRachmim, what does the Midas HaRachmim accomplish if our Gemara is saying that whatever it is, we're going to have to pay for our sins? So he says that according to the Shur Sadin, according to the letter of the law, if a person did an Aveira, he ought to be punished immediately. He also would have to be punished with very serious punishment. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with his tremendous rachmanis is that the person doesn't get punished immediately, and that doesn't happen with such severe intensity. And that comes from the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, he continues saying, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes will punish a person, but will only punish the person minimally. And that will be considered as if, because of the Chesed Hashem, it won't be considered as he punished him, as he gave him the entire punishment he deserved, even though it's just not really all that he deserved. Another explanation he gives, if children follow the right derech, they can help that their parents, maybe they didn't do what they were supposed to do, but because the children are acting in the right way, and that came about because of the chinuch that the parents gave them, that helps that the parents should not get punished. Moreover, he says that we don't understand this perfectly. He says there are certain averus that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is stricter about, and the certain language, there are certain averus that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not as strict about. So he says, for example, therefore he says that when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is full of chesed, it's referring to averus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deems he could be moichel. And certain averus HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels he can't be moichel, and in those averus HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with the Midas Hadin. The Kedusha Slavi points out, we say in the Zemiris Friday night, Meshoich Chazdecha Loyoidecha, Kael Kanavanoiken. He points out, if we look at the words of that Pasuk, it's sort of difficult to understand. On one hand, we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meshoich Chazdecha. Somebody, the greatest Baal Chesed is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, we say, in describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're saying Kael Kanavanoiken. So how do we understand this contradiction? So he explains, somebody who recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, and maybe we deserve to be punished for the averus that we do, that knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can punish us, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanos in us, that is the person who recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the all-powerful, and that we deserve punishment for the averus that we do. And to such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Meshoi Chazdecha, I will have rachmanos on you. But the individual who doesn't have that attitude, the individual's attitude is that I can do averus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not punish me, that person is Kael Kanavanoikem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a very strong approach against him. We have to recognize that if we do something wrong, then we deserve punishment. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanos on us, and he doesn't necessarily punish us the way we deserve that punishment, even though by right, because of what we did, maybe by right, because of what we did, we deserve that punishment. The Aderes Eliyahu asks a question. We need to understand this Gemara. The Gemara says that one time the daughter of Nechunya Chavasikin was passing by a river, and she drew, and that his son died of thirst. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, he says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to realize that it's he who runs the world, and it's not like what we think it has to be is the way it has to be. It has to be the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be. And I saw that the Sefer Iyun Yaakov explains what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most concerned about is that we take the attitude as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be moichlus, as if it's coming to us. Nothing is coming to us. The only thing that's coming to us is that we should recognize that we are here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do what he wants us to do. We see, as we've been explaining, that there is sometimes tremendous rachmanis. He says, so the Shalos HaTshuvos Meshiv Dover explains that just like somebody who eats something that he's not supposed to eat, he's going to get sick. But even though he's going to get sick, the doctor has the ability to help him feel better. The doctor has the ability to bring him to help him get a refuah. The same thing, he says the Meshiv Dover, is when we think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do what he has to do. There's a Midas HaDin in the world. But as much as there is a Midas HaDin in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also the doctor. As the Pasuk says, V'shav V'rafaloi. And just like a doctor could help ease the pain, the doctor could help a person have a refuah. Same thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that brings the machla, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that also is the one that brings the refuah. And that's why the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we could have a kapara is by bringing a carbon. And by bringing a carbon, what we accomplish by bringing a carbon is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will consider that what happened to this animal as if it happened to you. And that's why, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on one hand, he's not being moichel on the Aveira. Avada is not being moichel on the Aveira, but on the other hand, he gave us a way out by bringing the animal instead of the person. And that's what the Iyun Yaakov explains. When somebody was in a dangerous situation, the halach is he has to say Birchas HaGoymel. And the nusach of the Birchas HaGoymel is HaGoymel L'chayovim Toivos. We recognize and realize that we are chayovim, that we are not necessarily deserving of the Chesed Hashem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaGoymel Chayovim Toivos, by recognizing that we are Chayovim, by recognizing that what we have happening to us is not necessarily what we are deserving, that is the way we are Zoicha to Yeshua. Amar of Achuk, Siv, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, V'svivav Nishara Ma'oid, says the Gemara, the Pasuk is, when it speaks about the Svivav, the ones closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the Tzadikim. And what the Pasuk is teaching us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's medadik imam kichot asara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very exacting with them. Amar Yisraelim etam azeh, elamadik siv v'noiru al svivav, moira al kroivim yosim nechroikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stricter with those that are closer to him than those that are further with him. So, I saw that the Mefarshim explained why indeed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Shalom Shvadron, explained in the name of Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu so medagdikim tzadikim? Because he says, we know that if somebody builds a building, it's very critical that the foundation be very strong. The tzadikim, the Pasuk says regarding tzadikim, the tzadik yisoid oilam, the tzadikim are the foundation of the world. And since the tzadikim are the foundation of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs that the foundation of the world be very strong and firm. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medadik on the tzadikim. Another pshat he says is that Rashi says in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world b'midas hadin. V'rosh eina oilam eskayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world cannot exist just on the midas hadin. So he omed v'shitav es midas harachmim. What does that mean? What that means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there are people in the world that cannot survive if HaKadosh Baruch Hu ran the world just with the midas hadin. So that's why for those people Hashem saw the need to add the midas harachmim. But tzadikim, who are on a higher madrega, are individuals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be makbid on the midas hadin. And since those are individuals with whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be makbid just on the midas hadin, that's why for them, as our Gemara says, b'svivav nishra mi'oid. Another pshat that the Panim Yofis says is that David HaMelech says in Tehillim, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph, teaches us that's the way a Jew is supposed to live. Shvisi Hashem l'negdi somet. A person is supposed to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of him all the time. He says that regular people aren't on that madrega to see and feel and recognize Hashem all of the time. But tzaddikim, who do indeed fulfill this requirement of a shvisi Hashem l'negdi somet, so those people, how do they see the Shvisi Hashem on Negdei Somed? The way they get to see the Shvisi Hashem on Negdei Somed is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mevater, being bedagduk with them, kechot asayra. So I saw that the Aruch Haner explains the machloikis, how we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medagduk in tzadikim. Is it from the pasuk of Svivav Nishra Moed, or is it a pasuk of Noira Kol Svivav? He says that HaKadosh Baruch, the first mandama held, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so strict with the tzaddikim and gives them a punishment right away in order that they should have a kapara. And even though for everybody else, maybe this would not be considered an aveira and would not be necessary to do, For tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts that way. But the other man that I'm held, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the purpose of tzaddikim in this world, the purpose of tzaddikim of this world are to bring a Kiddush Hashem to the world. Tzaddikim bring a Kiddush Hashem to the world. And how do tzaddikim bring a Kiddush Hashem to the world? When we see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats the tzaddikim, and that causes a Kiddush Hashem to the world, which is the purpose of tzaddikim to be in the world. The purpose of tzaddikim in the world is to create Kiddush Hashem, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with them in such a fashion. Says the Gemara, Rav Chagi b'shem Rav Shmuel b'Nachman. Mais b'chasa ochet shay choyfer b'yrus sichna maris. There was a chassid who was a digger of wells. Live from Shom for people who needed water. Pamachas hay subisa aveta averis. There was a situation that his daughter was once passing, and Linose, she was on the way to her wedding, v'shot v'nor, and she was drowned. Chazon kol ama alin l'gabei b'yrus b'Nachman. Everybody came to him to be menachem of him. And this chassid, of course, is nechunya chayfasichin. V'lekabalam esnachma. And he refused to be consoled. All Rapinchas ben Yoel l'gabei. So Rapinchas ben Yoel came to see him. L'gabei boi menachma. And he tried to console him. L'kibalam menachma. And he refused to be consoled. Omlan, deinu chassidchen. Is this the person who we could call a chassid? Is this the way a chassid acts? Omalei Rebbe. Kach v'kachay oisah. This is what he always did. Kach v'kach irilei, and now look what happened to him. Ama efshe shoy mechabes boyer b'mayim. So Pinchas ben Yoel said, this person who was so mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu with water, v'hu mechab b'mayim, that's how he should be punished. B'yan nafla havar, there was immediately a rumor, news in town, shabas b'ita shalais ish, that his daughter survived. Ist amri shebesachsa, she, isaris, she grabbed on to the grass, and that's how she was saved. This time, Malach Yorid, a Malach came down, Kidmus Pinchas Ben Yor, like Pinchas Ben Yor Vitzilosoi. It's inconceivable he felt that she should be punished after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After I saw that the Mefarshim explained the why specifically did this Malach look like Pinchas Ben Yor, because this Pinchas Ben Yor, we just learned in the Gemara, was the person who was so concerned about the Kvod Shemayim. Pinchas Ben Yor was the one that said it can't be that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have rachmanis on a person, doesn't look at the person who did so much on his behalf. So it only makes sense that Pinchas Ben Yor should be that the Malach that came down to save this girl looked like Pinchas Ben Yor. We learned in the Mishnah that Gvini was the Kruz. What does it mean that he was the kruz, that he was the announcer? It says the Gemara Shoyim Machris beBeis Hamikdash. He was the one that used to wake up everybody up in the Beis Hamikdash. Ma hoy oimer? What would he say? He would say Imdo Kahanim LaAvoida. The Kahanim should get up to do the Avoida. Levi LaDuchanam. The Levim should come up to do the Duchan. Yisrael Ma'amadim Yisrael and the Yisraelim. We know that by every carbon there were Yisraelim who were there representing the rest of Klal Yisrael, and they should come to stand as the carbon tumen is being brought. Says the Gemara, there was once a situation, Agrifas HaMelech Shama Koiloi, Agrifas HaMelech heard Gvini Kruz making his announcements, Ad Shmoyne Parsos, 8 Parsos away, V'nosan Loi Matonas, and he gave him, Matonas Harbe, he gave him many gifts. So our Gemara speaks about Gvini Kruz, being the individual who made the announcement, and they were able to hear his voice. The Gemara in Masechet Yuma, Daf Chof Mebeis, however, teaches us that it seems that the voice of the Kohen Gadol carried even further than Gvini's voice. Because the Brice over there teaches us that the Kohen Gadol, when he said, Ana Hashem on Yom Kippur, was heard all the way in Yericho, which was 10 Pasos from Yerushalayim, whereas we just learned Gvini's voice was only heard 8 Pasos away. Taisus in Masechet Yuma quotes a Mishnah Masechet Tamid, says that, which also seems to be a stira, because Taisus, the Mishnah there in Masechet Tamid, says that Gvini's voice was heard as far as Yericho. So why does our Gemara say that it was only heard 8 parsos away? So Taisus answers that his up to a distance of eight pasos, they heard his voice clearly. In Yerichai, they only heard an echo, but they didn't of his voice. They didn't hear his voice clearly. Taisus Yontif has a different approach to the approach. He says that the Gemara Masechet Yuma does not mean to say that the Kohanim had a stronger voice than Gavini. It was what happened on Yom Kippur, as we know, when the Kohen said Ana Hashem, the Tzibur answered Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Elohim Avod. That Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Elohim Avod carried all the way to Yerichai. But so that's the voice of a community. The voice, however, of one individual, of Gvini, the Kohen Gadol's voice was not stronger. The Ravid says that the voice of the Kohen Gadol and Gvini were heard in Yerichai. Everything was only a nace. And he says it's not that their voices carried that far. There was a special nace that because of the kedusha of the city of Yerichai, which in certain way is comparable to the kedusha of Yerushalayim, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nace that in those cities they could hear the voice of Gvini and the voice of the Kohen Gadol. It has nothing to do with the strength of the voice. The Tshuvas Pri Chodesh was asked by a rav of a certain community whether they should continue or discontinue the minig of banging and making noise when hearing Haman's name during the Megillah. Because there were people in that community who felt that it wasn't proper respect for the Beis HaKnesses to have all that noise during the recitation of Haman's name. The Pri HaSoda uses our Gemara as a proof that Chas V'Sholem we should do that. He says that any minig that is accepted in Klal Yisrael is a minig that should be followed for future generations. Just like he says in our Gemara, the Gemara is showing the fact that Gvini, we quoted the Gemara Masechta Yuma, the Kahanim Gedolim, had such a large voice and were able to make a large noise, is considered something special, not something to be belittled. And therefore, even if it wasn't, besides the fact that he says it's a minig, and that we have to follow a minig under all circumstances, here we say that there's nothing actually bad about that minig. Ben Gever was appointed al Ni'ila Sha'arim. He was the one that was in charge of the opening and the closing of the gates of the Azara. So, Targum, says the Gemara, Rav Kumi Tabes, Rav Shila Kar Gavra, that when the Gemara, Masechta Yuma says, Lehoisa Kriyas Agava Magas, Ache Azara Malay Yisrael, that before they made this announcement by the Kriyas Agava, the Yom Kippur, that Azara was full of people, he explained it. What does Karagavar mean? Achris Kreuzer. It's referring to the Ben Gever of our Mishnah, who was the person who made the announcement. Amalei Emma Karatanagoyla. Amalei Vatanein Ben Gever. He says, no, it meant when the chicken makes the noise in the morning. Islach Lameima, so he says, according to him, it means Baratanagoyla. He was the one. Could you say that? Of course not. And therefore, when it says Ben Gever, it doesn't mean the chicken, it means this person. We learned Ben Bebi was the person who was appointed al Pekiyah. What does that mean? Shoyim Mazayik Psilos. He was the one that would make the wicks for the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. And so I saw the Mefarshim explain the Pnei Moshe and other Mefarshim explain what is the special job about making wicks. So they quote that the Mishnah says in Masechta Menachos that every night when they lit the menorah, they used a half a log of oil. However, not all nights of the year is the night the same length. In the summer, the night is longer. In the winter, the light. In the summer, the night is shorter. In the winter, the light is longer. So what they did was, the way that they were able to regulate that it would be only lit in the same amount, only during the night, was through the thickness of the wicks. And that was what Ben Bebi was in charge of. He was able to make the wicks the right size, winter, summer. The Gemara, however, in Masechta Yuma, Daf Chaf Gimel Amar Aleph, says that Bekia means a whip. And Ben Bebi's job was to go around the Beis HaMikdash with a whip. And there were guards standing all around the Azara and all around the Beis HaMikdash. And anyone who fell asleep, he would use his whip to wake him up. So the Har Ephraim actually wants to say that the machloikis of what this wick, what does pekiya mean? Does it mean a wick or does it mean a whip? Is really connected to a different machloikis. The question is, do they light the menorah only at night, or do they light the menorah every morning as well? The Rambam holds that each morning, besides lighting the menorah at night, they also lit the menorah all in the morning, and any lamp that was still burning in the morning was allowed to continue burning all day. So according to the Rambam, there was no need to make thick wicks, because the menorah was allowed to keep on burning all day. And therefore, the Rambam is going to hold that Bekiya is going to mean the whip, as we just said. However, according to the Rishonim, which is the opinion of Rashi and the Rashba, that the menorah was only lit in the night, so therefore, as we explained, they had to be careful that the menorah, the wicks, should only have the proper thickness to be on only the night. And if we look in the Rambam, we'll see that the Rambam says that Bekiya was on the whips, because the Rambam is following his opinion that the wicks could be any thickness that we want, because as we just said, it stayed burning all day long. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Ola Kufra. Rabbi Yosef once came to the city of Kufra, Bominai Elayim Panasim, and he wanted to appoint different administrators, different positions of power. And nobody wanted it to accept the honor upon themselves. All of a come of a name, he got up and said, we just spoke about Bebi, who was in charge of the Bekiya. So he said, his it wasn't such a significant job. Yet we see, he's mentioned together with the greatest leaders of Klal Yisrael. Atem shnesmanim l'chayid nefoshes, you who we want to appoint to very significant positions, kol shkein. Certainly, you should be recognized how great it is to accept the position of authority in Klal Yisrael. And the Chasam Sofer, in fact, says that we find that Dvorah HaNeviah and Shaul HaMelech were only appointed to the positions that they had because they were the ones that made the wicks for the Beis HaMikdash. Again, says the Chasam Sofer, showing us that doing what we think is not such a big job shows how anything that we do with the tzibur, the aloch is, brings brocha and hatzlocha. And as I saw the Gra explains, that they were afraid that people are going to complain about the way they do their job, and the people, and that will bring on them an ayin hara, it'll bring on them that they should maybe be punished. Teaches us Gemara, that's not the consideration. The right consideration is to do what you can for the tzibur. We learned that Arzel al tzlotzol. Ben Arzel was appointed on the tzlotzol. What does that mean? Kikhar de tanina tamon. As we learn in Masechta Tamid, Hainef haskan besudrin, the skan would raise the flag that to show the Levim was the time to start saying the Shira, Vehikish ben Arzel Atzaltzel, and then he would start playing the instrument, because playing the music was an integral part of the doing the Shira and in the Beis HaMikdash. Hugras ben Levi al-Ashir, Amar Avacha, Nima Yisera HaYudeya. Hugras was an expert in music. Varmar Lava Hugras ben Levi, Shoy Manimus Kolob Zemer, he was able to beautify his voice with song. Shoy Nerz when he would put his fingers, some say in his mouth, some say between the strings of the instrument, he was able to produce all types of sweet song. And from that beautiful song, they would bend over the beautiful sound from the voice. That sound caused them to tremble. Another Pshat Tzvasemis says that everybody else trembled. They were so embarrassed that only he could do what he did. No one else was able to do what he was able to do. Beis Karma, we learned, was in charge of the Maisa Lechem upon him. Beis Karma became Maisa Lechem upon him. They were able to make the Lechem upon him that when it came out, it should not crack as it was taken out of the oven. They refused to teach it to anyone else. The Chachamim brought experts from Alexandria in Egypt, so they became b'masa lechem upon him. There were experts also in knowing how to bake the lechem upon him. However, v'idosa lo yibikim, they didn't have the expertise of how to remove it from the oven and not crack. Beiskarmu, and the Gemara explains, how did Beiskarmu have this expertise? Hoy masikim b'befnim, they used to get the water, they get the oven hot, and they baked this bread in a mold. V'roidim b'mechutz, and they were able to take and let the bread get completely baked, and then after they took the mold out, they took the bread out of the break. And still, even though they did it this way, because they did it this way, they let the bread break completely, lo yimis apeshes. The bread did not ever get moldy. Eloim sikim mifnim v'roidim mifnim. They weren't able to take the bread out of the mold after it was completely baked without cracking. So therefore, they took it out before it was completely baked while it was still baking in the oven. And it got moldy. And as the Mashah explained, that even though everything that happened with the lechem upon him was all mice and nisim, was nes, still, ain't soimchem al nes. We don't want to rely on a nes, and we don't want to rely that it shouldn't get moldy because Hashem is making a nes with them. So says the Gemara, Kivin Shishyod Chacham Dovzeh, once Chazal found out, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created was for Kvod Shemayim, as the Pasuk says, Kol Par Hashem Lemeneu. And therefore it's obvious that Beis Karmoi, who are the better and bigger experts, should be the ones to be brought back to this position. Sholchachreim, so they asked Beis Karmoi to come back to do their job. V'loirotzulavah, they refused. Atchekoflan Tzcharim, until they were willing to double the salary. And there are two versions. The first version is Shnei Masamayin HaYinaitlim. They used to take 12 mana as salary, and from then on they took Noslam Esrim V'Arba, they took 24. Rabbi Yehuda says, Esrim V'Arba, they used to take 24 HaYinaitlim, Noslam Esrim V'Shmon, and then they took 48. So the Mefarshim explain, what did the Beis Karma think? So the Oracham explains that the Beis Karma wanted to show the concept of the Kvod Shemayim. Kvod Shemayim is that something that's done for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not to be taken lightly. And therefore, how do we show the Kvod Shemayim? That you have to pay a lot for this job. From here we also see that they brought people from Alexandria. Says the Ritva, Ay Dalocha says that we're not allowed to live, the Pasuk Torah says we're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. So he quotes the Rav Mimitz, who says that the issa to go back to Mitzrayim is only if we go the way Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim through the Midbar. But if you don't go that direction, then the issa doesn't apply. The Ritva, however, says that the only time there's an issa to live in Egypt is when Klai Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael. So when there's an opportunity to live in Eretz Yisrael, we have no right to live in Egypt. But there's a time when, unfortunately, we're not living in Eretz Yisrael, that halacha, that we're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim, no longer applies. We learn further. Amrlahem, and they asked the Beis Karmo, the Chacham asked them, Neima ain't that temroitzin lalamid? Why do you refuse to teach anybody this chachma? Amrlahem, that unfortunately Beis Midrash will be destroyed, and we're concerned shlayimadu acherim v'yas lufnei avodazor shalahem. And they... nobody should act in front of the Avodah Zarah and make such bread. So on one hand we see that we're great. No one in their family ever ate white bread, nice bread. Because nobody should ever come to accuse them, they're eating lechem upon him. There's a very big discussion in the Mefarsh, in the Paiskim. If here we see the Beis Karmo, we're going to learn the Beis Aftinus in a moment, had the secret how to do what they did. And if somebody has a secret, how a secret process, a confidential process, can we demand that he teach others that process? Or he could say, no, this is my process and it's confidential, even though the public has much to gain by him publicizing what he knows and what he does. The Cheshuke Chemed has a discussion about this question. The Chishuke Chemed wants to suggest it depends what type of a secret it is. He says, if it's a secret that is just going to bring somebody profit, somebody developed a process that helps him become wealthy, so he's not obligated to share that confidential information with anyone else. However, says the Chishuke Chemed, where somebody developed a process which could bring a refuah, which could help people get better, we have an obligation to make sure to help people get better as much as we can. And there, he says, the halacha would be that we have an obligation to teach people what to do, to learn, to teach that process to other people, to help them learn, help people do better, be healthier. Says the Gemara, Beis Aftinas was appointed on the Masa Ektiris. Says the Gemara, Beis Aftinas became a Masa Pita Ektiris. They were experts in making the Ektiris. B'mala Oshim, that the smoke of the Ektiris went up in a straight. V'lai Rotsu L'lamit, and they refused to teach anyone else that secret. They brought these experts, who were experts in making the Ketiris of Torah. They did not know how to make that the smoke should go up straight as a column. The Ketiris of Beis Aftinas went straight up as a column. And then would hit the ceiling and come back down. It right away started to dissipate. It did not go up straight at all. Once the Chachamim found out, they called people, they doubled their pay. The Tanakhama holds it went from 12 to 24. They used to get 24, and now they got 48. Why don't you want to teach anybody how to make the Ketiris? Will be destroyed. We don't want that this should be used for avodah zarah. But Dvarma Lola Maskir Maisul Shvach. But as much as there's a complaint against them, still there's something that's very special about them. None of the women from the family of Aftinas ever wore perfume. Furthermore, when a member of the Beis Aftinas family would marry a woman, they would make a condition that she should know that she will never be able to put on. She'll never be able to put on perfume. Shloyoimrim, because they were concerned that people shouldn't say Maisa Pitam Akhtaris and Mispasmais, that they're using the Akhtaris as perfume. Lakayim Ashnemar, Vayisa Mikayim, Kashem Yisrael. So asks the Sefer Shekel HaKodesh, why here does the Gemara quote the Pasuk Vayisa Mikayim Hashem Yisrael? But when we spoke about the Lechem upon him, the Gemara doesn't quote that Pasuk. So he says, that eating from the lechem upon him is considered me'ila b'kotshim. So if somebody who's not moil behegdish, that of course is obvious that someone is not allowed to be moil behegdish. And therefore, it doesn't have to, it's obvious, that's why it's not such a great thing that they didn't in any way have hanor, that they didn't eat bread. But here, the aloch is kolo malav reyach ein b'em mishum me'ila. If somebody just smells hegdish, there is no mi'ila. So technically, wearing the ktiris would not involve mi'ila. Yet they were still so careful that they refused to use hegdish out of the great respect that they had for hegdish because of Yisim Nekiyim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosi Pamachas, HaYisi Omer Rishlayim. I was once standing in Rishlayim. Matzosi Tinek Echem Shal Beis Batinas. I found a child from that family. Matli, Benima, Eiz Mishpachat. From what family do you come? Omer Mishpachas Ploni. They had in mind their own glory, and they weren't concerned about the Kvod Shemayim. That's why then when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they were out of position. Kvod Shemayim Nisrabu. I was collecting grass, I and a child from that family. Risa Shabacha, I saw that he was crying, and Risa Shasakha, and I saw that he was smiling. So I asked him, Ni Lambachi, so why are you crying? I remember the glory of our father's family and where it is now. Well, why were you laughing? And the great covet tzaddikim will have from Heri Yemenu when Mashiach comes. So what triggered this? He says, Malo Ushala Negdi. So I saw this ingredient that makes the smoke go up straight like a comet. Namisilai Bneharili. So I asked him, could you show me this? Amrali Rebbe Misaris Biyodim Avoisai. We have a tradition, Shloi Laharis Liberia. We never show this to anyone. Amr Rav Yochman Nuri, Pogi Bizokan Echem Shel Beis Aftinus. Megillah Samon Biyodei. One, Rav Yochman Nuri says, I once met an elderly person from that family. Amr, and he told me, Rebbe Lishava Hai Beis Abbot Snuim. The members of our family were very discreet. On Meister and Megillah, they only gave the Megillah, Elu Elu. From father to son, with very careful tradition. However, now we see that our family is not the way they were. Please take this Megillah and watch it. When I said this over to Rekiva, his eyes were tearing. We indeed see that their intentions were most honorable. So I saw the Chafetz Chaim says that the Gemara says that originally they spoke bad about these people. Isn't speaking bad about people, he says, Lashon Hara. So he says, how could they have done this? So he said that there is no Lashon Hara here for two reasons. They didn't think they were doing an Aveira. And when a person doesn't think he's doing an Aveira, there's no Lashon Hara when he's saying that he did it. Also, we see from our Gemara that they ultimately had Charata. So we see that what they did was of the best intention. And since it was the best intention, that's why it's not considered Lashon Hara. We learned further in the Mishnah, Allah was al Praichis, Shaymimun al Oigre Praichis. The people who made the Praichis in the Beis HaMikdash, it was a very important, difficult job. And he was the one that made sure that the job should get done. And not only was he the one that made sure that the job should get done, he made sure that it should be done properly and everybody should be paid as they were supposed to be paid. Pilchus HaMalbish, says the Gemara, HaMalbish Bigdei Kuna L'Gadoyla. He used to put on the Bigdei Kuna L'Gadoyla on the Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, Mas B'Kohen Echad, there was a story where the Kohen Shehilbush L'Astratius, he put on the Bigdei Kuna on a minister, V'Nosin L'Shemayin Zuhuvim, to get paid 8 gold pieces as a schar. This time he got paid Trey Masu Yehavilon, he got 12, because it was something so special, the Bigdei Kuna. Of course, the question is, how is he allowed to do this? So one pshat that I saw is that these Bigdei Kahuna belong to the Kohen. Something that belongs to the Kohen, he has the right to give to someone else. Another pshat is that he had no right to do it. He only did it, because it was so special, but not that he had a right to do it in any way. It says the Mishnah, in Parchsim Shiva Marklin, there were seven administrators, Vishloshi Gizbaram, and 3 treasurers. And as we're going to see, the Meraklin were of a higher stature than the Gizbaram. And the Ravid asks, so why were there more Meraklin than Gizbaram? So he answers, there were really 13 Gizbaram. Our Tan is only mentioning 3 of them, but there were really 13. Furthermore, says the Mishnah of Einos and Sroar al Tzibur, we never appoint administrators on the Tzibur, Pach Mishnaim. There should always be 2 people. Chutzman ben Achya, al Choylim Ayin, Veloza al Aproiches, Shoysa Kibble Roy Vetzibaleim. They were people that everybody accepted, and because everybody accepted them, they could do it by themselves. So Taisus Yontov asks that we learned the other people, we learned in the Mishnah, Psachya al Akinim, so we see that Psachya also did it by himself. So he says, so Tferes Yisrael says, it depends. If it involves collecting money and spending money, there you have to have 2 people. But this was a job that didn't involve spending and collecting money. There you don't have to have 2 people. The Gra, however, says that there too there were 2 people. The Mishnah only mentions the more significant of the 2. But of course, there were always 2 people. Says the Gemara. Ein pachs mishlosh gizbarim u'mishimer malkim. Tani, mishnei taklikim. and there was a position even higher than the Meraklin. That was the Taklikin, and that was, they never had two, less than two. Hadar Duksiv, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, V'chil v'yaziyah v'nachas v'ashoyel v'yirmius v'yizavet v'aliyel v'yismachayu v'machas v'nyo v'kidim v'yad k'nanyo v'shimi echa v'mifkid y'chizkiyah ha'melech v'azariyah n'gid beis al-kim. V'chil v'yaziyah v'nachas, they were the gizborim. V'ashoyel v'yirmius v'yizavet v'aliyel v'yismachayu v'machas v'nyo, they were the meraklin. V'kidim v'yad k'nanyo v'shimi echa, they were the katlikim. V'mifkid y'chizkiyah ha'melech v'azariyah n'gid beis al-kim. Chemelech, the were the king, and Azariah, Chizkiyah was the king, and Azariah was the Kohen Gadol. So he says, whatever they had as assets that belonged to the Hegdish, they used to seal it up. Kshuchaisim, so when they sealed it, the first one they would seal it was the Gizbar Chaisim. Then afterwards he would give it to the Amarklim, and the Amarklim would seal it. Noisle Katlikim, and he would seal it. Katlikim Chaisim, Noisle Kohen Gadol, and then they would give it to the Kohen Gadol. And he would seal it, and then the melech would seal it. Shumata, when they wanted to open the seal, hamelech roi chaisma, the king sees his seal, and he opens it up. Kengol roi chaisma, he looks at the seal if he can recognize if it's his seal, umata, and he opens it up. Katlikim roi chaisma, then the katlikim looks at his seal, umata, and he opens it up. Amrakul roi chaisma, then the amrakul looks at his seal, umata, and he opens it up. And gozer roi chaisma, umata. We learned further in the Mishnah, Ein oisin srora al tziba b'mamon. When it comes to financial matters, we always have to have pachs mishnayim. Rav Nachman Shem Ramona al Shem, as the pasuk says, v'heim yichu es azov es etcheles v'es agomon. They always had to have a heim, at least two people. Amar Rav Chama bar Chanina, b'psoy l'shaluchas, from the leftovers of the luchas that Moshe Rabbeinu had when he made those luchas, hashem Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu became very wealthy. The leftover of those stones should be yours. Amr Rav Chanan, Machzav Shel Avonim Toivus Magolios, Baral HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitoch She'Oila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created under the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu a query for stones, expensive stones, and that's how Moshe Rabbeinu became very wealthy. So in Mefarshim asks, the Gemara says in Masechet Nedarim Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph, the Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashish Chinoso El Agiba V'Osher V'Chochem V'Onav V'Kulam Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was the model, but now as the Yaris Tavash asks, here we see that Moshe Rabbeinu only became wealthy by the Luchas Shnius. So he says that what Moshe Rabbeinu did was that he gave away everything that he owned for the Mishkan. So now he was wealthy originally, and then he didn't have money because he gave it all away for the Mishkan. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him get wealthy again. I saw another pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu was originally wealthy, but now HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped that he should get even wealthier. I saw, however, from Zalman Sirotzko Zatzal, and there's nine with Torah, he has a very different approach. He says that until the Chet HaEgel, money wasn't so important by Klal Yisrael. And since money wasn't so important by Klal Yisrael, the leaders of Klal Yisrael did not have to be wealthy. Only after the Chet HaEgel, when money became so important by them, that the leaders of Klal Yisrael have to become worthy. Another pshat that I saw from the Noam Elimelech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Psol lecha. Psolus always represents the waste that comes out from a person's body. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Psol lecha, what wealth should be to you, psolus. Wealth should be like nothing, it should be something that is of no significance. It should be psolus. People think it's important. That's why they made him. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make him wealthy. Ksiv says the pasuk, "V'bito achim Moshe abar aloi." Trade a meroyim. There's machloek samaroyim. How to understand this pasuk? Chanam al gnai. The pasuk is not to be thought of in a positive way. The chanam al shvach. It's positive. Mandam al umai. The person that says not positive. They used to say, Chamoin second, look how thick his feet are. Chamoin crack, look his thighs are, his feet. Chamoin kofet, look how heavy he is. Ochol, you know how he has whatever he has, min the Yehudi, he lives off of the shos min the Yehudi. Kol medalei, everything that he owns min the Yehudi. Mandam l'shvach, mehem et tzadik u'mezaki. It's a tzchus to see a tzadik, tuv d'zoch l'mach m'yosei. We should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Great is the individual who is zoich to see, great is the individual who is zoich to see a tzadik, and that's where the mini comes for people to see a tzadik. The Torah speaks about when we bring a carbon, we have to bring along a miches nesachim. But the Torah discusses there are different shiurim for different animals. If you bring a sheep till it's a year old, or a goat, you bring a sarin, soilus, bolub, revias, ahin, shem, lemishka, revias, ahin, yayin, lenesach. If you bring a goat, if you bring a sheep that's over a year old, then the minchas nesachim shnei esroinim, soilus, blulim, v'shlishis, ahin, shem, lemincha, v'shlishis, ahin, yayin, lenesach. If you bring cattle or a cow or a calf, shloisha esroim soils blum b'chatzei hin shemen b'chatzei hin yayin lenesach. A mitzora, when he finishes his mitzoras, he has to bring, if he's wealthy, he has to bring three animals for kam chatzis for kam oil and kam osham, and he has to bring three esroim soils, three times arvias hahin shemen, which is nine loigi shemen, and also he had to bring another loig shemen to put on his right thumb and right toe. A ani brings less. So says the Mishnah, Arba Chesom Shayim Mishkan, there were four seals in the basement, there's four tickets. V'kosalam Egel, Zohar, Gedi, V'chayte. Chayte refers to the Mitzayra. And depending on what kind of carbon or carbonus you had to bring, that's how much Nesachim you paid for. Benazayma Chemisha Haya. There were five. Aramis Kosvaleim, they were written in Aramis because that was the language that people spoke. Egel Dachar Gedi, Choyte Dal, Choyte Asher. A Mitzayra who's wealthy, and there's a Mitzayra who's poor. As we said, they have different Shurim. Egel Mishamishim Nechsei Bakar. The same Chaisim that you use for an Egel is also the one that you use for bringing Bakar. Gedoilim, Beng Tanim, both if you bring big animals or small animals, the charam, the kavis, female or male. Gedi misham shem nisrei tzoin. The one that said gedi was what you used when you brought sheep. Gedoilim b'ketanim the charam and the kavis. Chutz mishen elim. If it's already 2 years old, it had a different shear. Ayel misham shem nisrei elim. Bilvad. Choyte misham shem nisrei shol shbehem shem mitzora. When a mitzora had to bring three animals. Mishum avakish nesachim. Somebody who wanted to purchase nesachim. Hayachla it's a yoichan shem munach chesamis. He went to Yoichanan, who was in charge of the chesamis. The nicely mas and he would give him money. Mekabel men a chesam, he would get a chesam in return. He came to Achaya, who was in charge of the Nesachim, he would give him the Chaysim, and come on the Nesachim. Lerev, every evening, Achaya and Yochanan would meet up, Achaya would take out all of the pieces of paper, and he would get money. And like that, they made the calculation. And Pichsu, if Yochanan did not have enough money to pay for all the Chaysimus, Pichsu, he had to pay from his own pocket. The Mesira, but if extra money was found, it went to Hegdish. Because as we've learned, Yad Hegdish al Yonai. Mishavat Chesamai, if somebody lost his ticket, Mamtinaloi Arev, we waited until the evening. The Matsuloi Kadei Chesamai, if we see that the discrepancy in money, as they made this Cheshun as we're speaking, was exactly that amount, Noisimloi, we could understand, is because he lost it. Mamlav, but if it wasn't that way, he would have to take money and buy a new chaisim. B'shem ayoyim, kosvaleim, they were very careful to write on these tickets the name of the day, m'mnei haramoyim, because there were people who were dishonest and they used to try to do business, buy chaisimis, hoping that the price will go up and then they'll sell them. And because of that, they wrote the day and the person, the date, that you should not be able to do so.